Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Genevieve Davis had a notorious ancestor, and that's not in the figurative sense. Davis's paternal grandmother was mixed up with a Prohibition-era mob in northern Wisconsin. Her film and related book, Secret Life, Secret Death, tells the often tragic story of her father's mother.
Davis's other grandmother, though, is a comparative study in contrasts. She was an Austrian immigrant and one of the most stable influences on Davis's young life. And it was that grandmother that inspires her latest writing, the hybrid memoir cookbook Fanny's Viennese Kitchen. And Davis joins us in the studio to share more. Welcome back to Lake Effect.
Thank you very much for having me, Mitch.
So the last time we talked, it was a couple of years ago, 2012, and it was about the film you made based on your grandmother's somewhat notorious past. So now at the same time you were making a film and writing a book about your grandmother's involvement in the mob, you were also writing a book inspired by your other grandmother's very different experience.
That's right. So I had the quintessential lovely grandmother from Austria who was my mother's mother. And this was a lady that I knew. I didn't know this other lady, my dad's mother. She died before I was born. But this grandma I knew, and I was able to spend time with her. And I was able to collect some of her recipes while she was still living, although she was the gal who didn't cook with a recipe.
I was just going to say, so gathering these recipes had a certain set of challenges around it because you can't tell people when you're writing a cookbook to use about the right amount that feels right.
Yeah, right. You can't. And that's pretty much how she cooked. And the good news is my mother and my aunt are the kind of gals who need a recipe to cook from. And so they codified all of the dishes that my grandmother made, and they codified them into specific volumes and things like that, you know, so that people could measure this and teaspoons and that sort of thing. And the only problem was that there was one recipe that they didn't take down and I took down, and it was for plum dumplings, which is like my all-time favorite thing that my grandmother made. And she said, well, it's about a cup of flour, you know. And it's like 4 cups of flour, you know. And so everybody who tried to make it, you know, from this recipe, just their plum dumplings fell apart. And I'm the kind of person that will cook by feel. And I'm like, okay, let me just put some more flour in here. And I kept putting more and more and more and more flour in there and, you know, boiling the dumplings. And finally I had something that held together. And so that's how I figured out the recipe.
Were there particular memories that spurred you to craft this narrative that you know, were the catalyst for getting all this stuff down on paper?
Yes. Can I read from my
Absolutely.
Book? Fanny's Viennese Kitchen. And it's a collection of recipes, authentic Austrian recipes for things like apple strudel, rum cake, strawberry cake, Wiener schnitzel, and also a collection of stories of immigrant life in America and how she met the challenges of the Great Depression in part with her cooking skills.
And you said Fanny's, and I feel like I read in the book that she said – did she refer to it as Fanny?
Yeah. I always call her Fanny, though, because I'm an American.
Well, I'll feel better saying Fanny then.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but it was nice of you to say it the right way, Fanny, right? So she had the sweet, plain ways of the Austrian country girl she had been before her father took her at age 13 on the train to Vienna to keep a house for a family. She had one personality for all occasions, my mother likes to say. Fanny was always cheerful, even in her later years when her aches and pains kept her in bed the whole day. She had a pleasant, quiet way of radiating calm and love. For a kid growing up in an alcoholic household, that was golden. And that's me. I'm the kid that grew up in the alcoholic household. And, it was tough. But when I went to grandma's, it was just a very calm, peaceful environment. Sometimes dull, but dull is good. I always saw her treat everyone she knew with kindness. I admire that. Everyone got the same treatment, the grocer, the butcher, the baker. We met on her daily shopping rounds. Her friends she would run into and chat with along the way, my entire family who gathered at her flat for dinner on Sundays, and even the stranger who ran the doorbell in a panic after having a traffic accident out front in the busy street and needed to use the phone. Fanny saw people for who they were, not how they acted or what they did. And to me, that's the best lesson that I've gotten in life, I think, is just to be like my grandmother.
Do you feel you appreciated that as your grandmother was around and you were having these experiences, or is it really through the experience of sitting down and putting this down on paper that you realize the role your grandmother had in who you are?
She was a very special person to everybody while she was alive. And after her death in 1972, which was quite a while ago, she just stayed with me. The example of her life, and I don't know how she did it because life is so hard. It has, you know, it's really hard moments and it has fun moments and stuff too. But, you know, she had her share of tragedy and difficult things that happened to her. For example, she lost her first son during World War I because there were no doctors there to help him when he had the flu, and so he died. And she also lost a lot of her family during World War II as a result of the war. And she was over here in America and she couldn't do much except send care packages over there. So she would wrap up coffee and butter and chocolate and sugar and things like that and send it over to Europe along with secondhand clothing. And people were so grateful there. They remembered that. Now, World War II was like in the 40s, right? And they remembered that when my mother went in the 70s. And they just showered her with money and, you know, with stuff. It was really amazing.
Now, you mentioned, you know, the kinds of things that she sent back to Austria from this country. But speaking of ingredients, as you were putting these recipes together, there are things that people cooked with in those days that are not as customarily used today. I mean, were there things you had to do to modernize the recipe, or are these presented pretty much as is?
I did modernize the recipe. Sometimes she had shortening in there, which is like, you know, really bad for you. I just changed it to like, you know, suggested maybe you should use olive oil instead or butter, you know, and there are some people that think that a really good yellow butter that's organic, that is grown on fast-growing grass, you know, the cows that eat that, is really good for you. So it just is up to the individual person. And if you really want to make it authentically, you can make it with lard. I think you can still buy that in the store.
Was doing this as much for yourself and keeping your own family history alive as it was for your readers that you don't know?
Well, I think that this kind of cooking is unusual today because most people are used to pulling something out of the freezer and throwing it in the microwave or going to a restaurant and getting food. And I really understood that when I went to do a reading at we call it BU. It's the University of Wisconsin Baraboosaw County University Library. And there were a bunch of kids in there from a class, and they had no idea, you know, like how to make anything from scratch or that people actually did stuff like shave feathers on pillows, which I saw my grandmother do that, so that she could restuff the pillows and keep using the same feathers. And people had to do that during the Depression because there was nothing. You know, if you had feathers in a pillow and they were poking through, you just shaved them and then stuffed the fluff back in the pillow.
Wow.
And so I wanted people to have these wonderful dishes. And then I also wanted them to know what kind of person that she was. And I always had this idea that I was writing stories about her. And you read a lot of cookbooks and you might read the introduction and see that, oh, this person really meant a lot to the writer, you know, but you have no idea what kind of person that was. You don't know what kind of life she had. You don't know what kind of tragedies she experienced. You don't know how she enjoyed herself, except obviously, you know, with cooking. And so I wanted to be able to share a little bit about my grandmother's life, which a lot of the stories I collected myself from her, and I also collected from my mother.
Well, we are so glad that you've shared some of her life with us. Genevieve Davis, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Genevieve Davis is a Milwaukee-area filmmaker and writer. Her latest book is Fanny's Viennese Kitchen, and you can find several recipes from it at WUWM.com.